Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. Today I wanted to talk about a topic that has really been bothering me over the last few days, mainly because I've gotten into a few riffs over Jamarcus Russell. And I want to know why it is that some quarterbacks, or players in general, get the benefit of the doubt no matter what. No matter how badly they suck, no matter what, they get the benefit of the doubt. And other players get no benefit of the doubt at all. They have to come in and dominate, or else they're immediately considered a bust by everybody. Does everybody get together and decide where players go, like whether they are going to be heralded as top prospects and they can do no wrong for the first 5-6 years they're in the league, or if they're busts to be, and if they don't prove everybody wrong in year one or year two, ha, told you so, he's a bust. I mean, is there a big meeting that I don't know about that sports writers have or fans have where they just decide all this before the players even take the field? I really don't get it, because I'm looking at Jamarcus Russell, and I'm looking at his college career, 6,625 yards passing, 60.4 completion percentage, 52 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, and that's over his entire career. Looking specifically at his junior year, his final season at LSU, he had 3,129 yards passing, a 67.8 completion percentage, 28 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. And this is playing for LSU, where the bulk of your opponents are in the SEC. The guy's got a monster arm. He's built like a house. He has tremendous upside. For those of you that care about the Wunderlich score, which Peyton Manning scored a 26 on, he scored a 24 on that. And the Wunderlich score is supposed to give you some indication of how good a quarterback is going to be and his quarterback knowledge. So he's right on par with Peyton Manning in that department. Coaches have nothing but praise for his work ethic. They say he studies harder than anybody, he works as hard as anybody during off-season workouts, and yet everybody calls him lazy, and everybody calls him overweight, and everybody calls him a bust. And I'm wondering, based on what? Tom Martinez, one of his ex-coaches that also coached Tom Brady, avidly defends Russell's football sense and work ethic, and points out that he never got asked negative questions like this with Tom Brady. Why is that? Is it because he's black? I don't want to go there, but I'm having a lot of trouble finding another reason based on his merits alone. I mean, you look back in March and April, where reports were coming out that he ballooned up to 300 pounds, and every radio show that I heard went over how fat and lazy he is. These reports were stupid for a few reasons. First of all, they probably weren't accurate. It was probably just somebody that saw him, made an estimate that he was 300 pounds, and since everybody's so ready to hate Jamarcus Russell anyway, they just jumped on the he's lazy and he's fat bandwagon. But secondly, let's just say for a second that the reports were true, and he was 300 pounds in March, okay? On July 7th, I quit eating fast food and junk food, and I haven't left my chair in 5 weeks. I sit around all day, and then I go to work and sit around all day. All I do is sit around. Just from eating no fast food and no junk food, I've lost 25 pounds over the last 5 weeks. 5 weeks, 25 pounds. Do you really think that in 4 to 6 months of getting back on a good eating regimen and going through NFL off-season workouts and drills, that Jamarcus Russell couldn't have gotten back down to his playing weight by October? I mean, this story was an embarrassing attempt to slander him and completely lacked common sense. And I'm not going to make any claims about how he's going to lead the Raiders to the playoffs this year or anything like that. I'm not going to make any guarantees that he's going to be the next great quarterback in football. All I'm saying is, lay off and give the guy a damn chance. If he has a bad year this year, everyone will be so quick to put the bust tag on him. And I just don't get it. give him the same 3 to 4 years that you're willing to give cookie-cutter molded textbook white quarterbacks to develop, and then come and talk to me. If he sucks in 5 years, then we know he sucks, and you weren't right in calling him a bust, because the only reason you were calling him a bust in the first place was because you didn't like the guy. It certainly wasn't based on stats. It certainly wasn't based on potential. The entire NFL, all the scouts combined, couldn't have gotten it wrong, ranking this guy 1 or 2 on every single draft board. I personally wanted to take Adrian Peterson because I thought he was the best player available, but I had Jamarcus Russell second on my board, and I wasn't upset at all as a Raider fan when Jamarcus Russell was drafted. And if you want to come to me with a legitimate argument about how you don't think he makes good decisions here, or you find a flaw in his game there, that's one thing. But this just overwhelming sense that Jamarcus Russell is going to be a bust for absolutely no reason just astounds me. And I want to think it's something other than the fact that he's black. I want to think that I'm missing something here, but I just can't find it. Because I feel like if there was another quarterback that was coming out of college with this strong of an arm, coming off of a 28-8 year in the SEC at LSU, that completely upstaged Brady Quinn in their bowl game, that was coming into the league as a projected number one pick, he would be heralded by fans, not shunned by fans. I don't know. Call me crazy. And staying on the topic of college quarterbacks not getting their fair amount of respect, I have to move on to my personal favorite player in college, Colt Brennan. And I'm not going to list all of the NCAA records that he broke and shattered in his 3 years with Hawaii, because if you're among those that think he was just a system quarterback and only put up those numbers because he was in a pass-heavy offense, you won't care about any stats I throw you. You won't care that he has the most touchdowns in NCAA history, or yardage, or points for, etc. You won't care. Now, I personally think that Brennan has the tools to be an excellent starter in the NFL someday, and I'll go as far as to say that I actually believe he will be. And I wanted to get this out there on a podcast before it happened, so that when it happens in 3 years, I can say, ha, told you so. Because when I look around the league and I see the complete lack of truly talented starting quarterbacks, I can't help but feel that a player with Brennan's toughness, football sense, evasiveness, and accuracy won't be able to rise to the top of this league. And my absolute biggest problem with Brennan haters is the pure hypocrisy of holding the Georgia game against him. Because everything I heard from people that didn't believe Brennan is legit and don't believe Brennan is legit was saying that all of the stats that he put up in Hawaii were not worth counting. They were not worth paying any attention to because of the fact that it was in the Western Athletic Conference, because it was whack defenses that he was going up against most of the time and cupcake teams that he was going up against most of the time. His stats were completely irrelevant. Okay, if you want to play that game, then why is it that when he faces Georgia, who was, at the time Hawaii played them, in my opinion, the best team in college football? Yes, better than USC, better than LSU, better than Ohio State. I think at that point, Georgia could have beaten anybody. You take the best team out of the SEC, or top three team to avoid argument, and you put them against a whack team. So you put an SEC defensive line against a whack offensive line, where Colt Brennan is sacked, hurried, or knocked down on every single snap. He has a bad game, and now you're telling me that's proof that he's a bad quarterback. That defines his college career, that when he played a real team like Georgia, he couldn't show up. How is that fair? I would like to see you put any quarterback, pro or college, behind that offensive line in that game and see them do much better. Now, if you want to say he had an excellent career and then he had a bad game, that's fine, because you're making it even across the board. But don't tell me his career meant nothing, but the Georgia game was a true indication of his talents. Because if you're going to play the whack card, play it across the board. I'm just asking for fairness here. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up, try and calm down a little bit. If you have any comments on Jamarcus Russell or Colt Brennan, I'd love to read them. You can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or leave a comment here on the page, as always. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.